Is the backdrop for a new primetime BBC TV drama. It's called True Love. It started at the weekend. It was all filmed in and around Margate. Each episode, if you haven't watched it yet, you can watch it on the iPlayer. It follows a character's love story and stars Ab Fab actress Jane Horrocks, Basic Instinct 2's David Morrissey, and Doctor Who star David Tennant and Billy Piper. Now, in Monday night's episode, David Tennant's character Nick appears initially to be a happily married man.
My long-suffering wife is 34 years young today.
Thank you.
Doesn't look a day over 33. She's very special because she puts up with me. I feel very lucky to have such a beautiful, clever, loving wife.
Careful.
Yeah. Anyway, she keeps us all in check. I wear the apron, but she wears the trousers. And I love you very much.
I love you too.
David's character Nick finds his life rocked when his first love, Serena, suddenly appears in Margate out of the blue.
Where have you been?
I've been living in Canada.
All this time?
About 13 years, yeah. Got a little girl.
Oh, nice. What's her name?
Ellie. She's 4.
Nice.
She's back in Canada with with my ex. He's going to look after her while I've come here for a bit. I don't know, my sister's living here, you're living here. It just all seemed a little bit weird for me to come all this way and not to try and say hi.
No prizes for guessing what happens next. The five-part improvised drama was written by Margate-born director Dominic Savage. I say written, of course, this is the beauty of this show, is that these actors are improvising their scenes. Now, Dominic says the seaside town is as much a part of the series as the actors.
It is a character. It is a kind of another character in the films. It's such a strong presence throughout. And I'm really pleased about that. It's not just any place, because I think sometimes with drama, you know, they can be set sort of anywhere. It's, you know, you don't quite know where it is.
Well, the show was filmed across Thanet between August and October last year. Features landmarks including Turner Contemporary, Charles Dickens School in Broadstairs, the Pegwell Bay Hotel, Westwood Cross and Hawley Square. More than 3 million people tuned in on Saturday night. That's the David Tennant factor, I'm quite sure. It was the story of the happily married communications manager for Thanet Council. That was David's character, whose first love appears out of the blue. Well, joining me here in Dover is Justine Wingate. She happens to be the real-life corporate information and communications manager for Thanet District Council. Justine, it's really great to have you with us. Really nice to see you this morning.
Hello, nice to be here.
You got to chat to David. He phoned you up for his research for the role, didn't he?
Yes, he did. As you were saying, a lot of Dominic's work is improvised, and so they needed to do a little bit of research on the character, and he wanted to base the character on a council communications manager. So, David phoned me, and we spoke on the phone for about half an hour just to understand sort of where I came from and how I ended up in Thanet Council and, you know, what took me to there and what my job was about, really. So it was quite interesting.
What's he like to chat to?
Oh, he was lovely. It was like talking to anybody else, someone you've known for a long time. He was really nice and really interested in my life and my background. So it was a really good experience.
Was it a good thing for Margate for this to have been filmed there? I mean, I was making the point that it made it look pretty beautiful, that first episode.
Well, Margate is beautiful. I think, you know, all of Thanet is beautiful. And I think for once it's nice to see Margate shown as it really is. And it is a beautiful place. The whole of Margate is beautiful, and it's lovely to be able to show nationally what Margate has to offer, and that Margate gets a bit of a bashing sometimes, but you just need to look at True Love to see just what a wonderful place it is.
Were you down there? Did you actually watch any of the filming as it was taking part? Because it was all last summer, wasn't it?
Yeah, I saw some of it taking part, it was quite an interesting experience again to watch that happening. And we spent some time with the production company just ensuring that their filming schedule was running as well as it could and helping them out. So we were there for some of the filming, not all of it, but some of it.
One of the reviews has said that Dominic Savage was a bit self-indulgent to set it in Margate because the characters clearly weren't from there. You know what David Tennant's character, and he plays it in it. I mean, he can do any number of accents, but he played it with his gorgeous and very sexy Scottish accent. And the other two characters were obviously from the north. But Dominic is clearly passionate about Margate. This is a place that he wants to champion, and you must be, I guess, grateful for that.
Oh, absolutely. But I think you'll find that a lot of people from Margate and Thanet in general love Thanet and they love Margate and want to show the really good side of the towns. And you know, I think that's really what Dominic wanted to get across. You know, he's from Margate, he loves Margate, and he wanted to show what Margate really is and not the bad press that it often gets.
Let's talk about that a bit more after the travel news, because Margate, I mean, one of the good things, whether I don't know if you subscribe, and I'll ask you in a moment whether you subscribe to the idea that all publicity is good publicity, but everyone is talking about Margate at the moment, so we'll find out whether that is all good news. Justine stays with